Letter of Protest Address to the High Courts. August 27, 2021 by Justice Anna Vaughn writes, Big Lake, Alaska. We object to use of World Trust funds to print a new rainbow debt note currency in our name, being issued by foreign unknown corporations infringing on the good name and trademarks of the United States of America and issuing this currency in the name of the United States of America. This creates confusion around the world as individuals and even entire countries are deceived by the similar names and put their trust in these unauthorized currencies, thinking that they have something to do with us and that we are standing behind them when we are not. We are told that the World Bank issued this particular rainbow currency using assets of the Saint Germain Trust as the asset backing. The St. German Family Trust has also suffered breach of trust and financial malfeasance, which has resulted in these infringements upon our country, our credit, and our good name. St. Germain is an ancestor of ours, and we have reason and cause to know that he specifically forbade incorporation of the St. Germain Family Trust and all other instrumentalities of his bequests, with the single exception of the publishing house, which was incorporated to store and manage copyrights. Now we find that an admitted mistake involving changes in bank signature card authority has been exploited by managers of the publishing house to access funds and to in effect incorporate the corpus under false pretenses. This is a grotesque criminal breach of the trust and must be corrected immediately. The person making the changes to the signature card authority had no authority to breach the founding instructions and no idea of the results of her actions. This has resulted in criminal malfeasance on the part of publishing house managers and in the destruction of the actual works of Saint Germain, as well as creating a backdoor which the criminals have exploited as a means to indebt and commandeer the assets which have funded the World Bank and all five tiers of the World Trust. This latest misadventure of using Saint Germain assets to promote a phony debt note currency in the name of the United States of America is merely the most recent in a long list of unauthorized actions and acts of malfeasance promoted by publishing house personnel who have also misquoted and misrepresented the works of Saint Germain, resulting in the destruction of the original works, which have been modified and replaced by nonsensical new editions that are designed to obscure the actual teachings of Saint Germain. When Lafayette, Hiram Solomon, and Saint Germain funded our American Federation of States, they acted to form the United States of America as an unincorporated instrumentality of the sovereign states. We, as a family, acted in support of these initiatives and are directly responsible for the creation of the unincorporated Federation of States operating in international and global jurisdiction, but neither we nor our forebears ever authorized the incorporation of the United States of America and left no such authority to incorporate any aspect of the Federation to any custodians, trustees, or employees. The action undertaken by the Scottish government in 1868 to front a commercial corporation calling itself the United States of America, Incorporated, was pure, unadulterated, premeditated fraud, used as a means to access the credit of the American states and subsequently used to promote bankruptcy and insurance fraud against the American people. All such actions then and now, up to and including the current effort to front another foreign corporation calling itself the United States of America Republic, are equally fraudulent and unauthorized. It stands upon the public records of this world that I am the lawful fiduciary, the direct living progeny of Saint Germain, as well as the fiduciary of the United States of America. The relationship by blood of the von Reitzensteins and von Specks are not things which can be ignored by the Holy See, the World Bank, or any employees playing fraud games in Schaumburg, Illinois. Insomuch as all parties have been recipients of financing at the hands of my ancestors and all have cause to know whence the funding came, they all have responsibility to honor the letter of the instructions given to them regarding this gift, and cause to defend the funds upon which their own existence depends, and otherwise have no authority at all to meddle with the form or structure of the instrumentalities created by the Founding Fathers, and no right to use our good names and trademarks for any form of fraud, no right to exercise our authorities as incorporated entities belonging to other governments as if these foreign instrumentalities had been granted any such powers or delegations of power allowing them to indebt the United States of America, steal our identity, or subvert our program for the benefit and progress of mankind. This current madness must be brought to an immediate stop and the prevaricators brought to justice without delay. We are calling for an immediate mandatory permanent protective injunction to be issued in all jurisdictions overseen by the high courts related to all funds of the World Trust and all funds, including credit, owed to the United States of America, and covering all members of our state assemblies and their persons and assets. We are further calling for a meeting of all military forces so that they are not commandeered by con artists and given criminal orders which they believe they must obey in contravention of common sense and morality. The present corporation-driven attack on the world's blood and bone is illegal and unlawful and immoral in the extreme, and all those participating in this coercion and fraud have cause to know that this is true. We, the actual donors of the World Trust, are calling for an immediate meeting with the politicians and military officers responsible for this grotesque fiasco, and we are laying out our directions for the deployment of our resources for our employees. Those directions do not repeat, do not include the monthly payment of hundreds of thousands of dollars to individual Americans, an action which would only serve to hyperinflate and destroy the value of the currency and destroy the value of the remedy which the American people and most other people around the world are owed. Those who have prepared and proposed this utter destruction as a remedy deserve to be excoriated. There is no Nisra or Jezara being offered as a relief. There is only a destructive agenda being fronted as a benefit to the victims. We are not deceived. We call upon the high courts to put an immediate stop to these preparations and false claims. We also call upon the high courts to recognize our unique authority as donors of the World Trust to direct and, if necessary, redirect the deployment of the World Trust assets. We have proposed that victims of these political fraudsters be repaid via the issuance of prepaid credit cards known as vendor cards, which will allow them to obtain direct exemption from public debts and enable them to directly discharge bogus mortgages and utility bills and similar charges on a monthly basis. This will be a profound relief for millions of people, which will lead to freeing large amounts of capital, but without the unbridled and irredeemable destructive hyperinflation which would result from the sort of wholesale and ignorant giveaway program being proposed by the U.S. military and the so-called foreign entity operating as the United States of America Republic. Our American Federal Republic stands vacated, but it can be repopulated under the authority of the United States of America at a moment's notice. And although we oppose and object to the misrepresentations of the United States of America Republic Corporation and the insanity of the redemption program they have suggested, we are not opposed to establishment of immediate relief programs both for individuals, which can be accomplished to a large extent via the prepaid vendor cards we have described, and to individual countries, whose so-called national debts can be erased, and to law-abiding governmental services organizations that do operate in good faith. So said, so signed, and so sealed this 26th day of August 2021 by Anna Maria Reisinger, fiduciary. The United States of America. See this article and over 3,200 others on Anna Von Wright's website. Support Anna's work using PayPal donation. Remedy. Find out how to stop the plunder, robbery, and piracy. If you really are serious about knowing how to restore the republic and your freedom, you need to put some effort into knowing how our freedoms are being robbed from us by fraud, lack of full disclosure, deception, threat, duress, coercion, and intimidation every day of our lives and have been for over 100 years by the criminals who have hijacked our government, wealth, and heritage for their own gain and evil intentions. Are you really required to file a 1040 income tax form with the IRS? Are you really required to obey draconian codes and statutes issued by the so-called federal government? At Anna Von Wright's website you will learn precisely how Americans have been press-ganged into the foreign international jurisdiction of the sea and have as a result been attached, attacked, and deprived of their rights and property under conditions of fraud, semantic deceit, and non-disclosure. At the American States Assembly you will learn the lawful remedies for these problems and crimes committed against Americans. Remember, there is no statute of limitations against the crime of fraud, and that fraud destroys any contract that it touches.